Pasuk Chaf Aleph. We're holding by Chamishi. For those of you who have a Chumash out, which is always a good idea, it's in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. It says, Vayeme Melech Sedoim El Avram. The king of Sedoim says to Avram, Ten li ha-nefesh, please give me the souls, v'arachush kachlach, and you take the wealth. Okay, because Avram came back now with all the spoils, and he had all the captives that were taken to captives by the four kings were now being returned. Plus, he came back with a huge all the money that was taken from Sodom. All that came back. So now the king of Sodom says to Avram, "Give me the souls, and you keep the rechush." And Avram vehemently rejects his request that Avram should take the rechush. So Avram says to the king of Sodom, "Haremoisi yadi al Hashem, I raise my hand up to Hashem, Kel Elyon, this most supernal God, the God on high." That means Avram is making an oath. He takes a shvua. He's raising his hand up to Hashem, Kainei Shemayim Ve'aretz, the one that acquires heaven and earth. In mechut, if even from a little chut, which is even from a thread, atzreich nal to l'shules, you're telling me to take your possessions. V'imekach mikol hashalach, if I will take from all that belongs to you, I won't take anything from a little chut, a little thread, or a shules. V'loy saimar, you should not say ani hasharti es Avram, that I have made Avram wealthy. V'lodai rak hashachlu ha-na'arim, the only thing I will take is payment for the na'arim, for the youngsters that came with me. V'chelak hanashim asher holchi iti aner eshkol mamre, the men who joined me in this campaign, in this war, they will come with me. Hem yikol chelkom, they will take, I'm sorry, they came with me. Hem yikol chelkom, they will take their portion. But I, on my hand, will not take anything. I'll be pashtis, from the pasuk it implies that Avram is not taking anything, but he did return the first half of what he asked of him. He did do. He gave him back the people. Avram had no need to keep these people, but the thing he gave back. Now it does say, and I think in a medrash I do recall right now, that the children Avram kept. He gave back the adults and he kept the children, and he started a school for them and taught them about Hashem and brought them into a faith and monotheism and took them away from idolatry, and must have turned these people into very pious and good people as they became Avram students. Now that's what I did see somewhere. Maybe we'll come across it in today's class. That's just a recollection. But al pi pashtus, Avram Avinu is accepting his first request, take back the money. I'm saying, give me back the people. But the second request that he says, I will give you my wealth, he says, absolutely not. I won't even take a shoelace or a thread. So I saw over here, he brings some the Arugas Aboisim. I just want to make sure it is the Arugas Aboisim was the Chuster of. It's my wife's grandfather. Let me see, because I know there's another Arugas Aboisim. Let's see if it's this Arugas Aboisim that he's bringing from. There's a phenomenal thought. Yeah, for Ramosha Greenwald. My wife's great-great-grandfather, a big Rav in Hungary. So it's something really gewaldig. I think he's Medayik. I don't see the beginning of it, but because he only quotes a piece of it. It says, from a shoelace, from a thread and a shoelace. And then it says, Ve'im ekach mikol ashalach. And he says, and if I will take from anything that belongs to you. So, l'chayra, if Avram would be making a statement, I won't take a shoelace, I won't take a thread, or I won't take a shoelace. If I will take, why does he put an extra vav in Ve'im ekach, and if I will take from anything that belongs to you? Implying that this is not a continuation to what was just said. In other words, when he says, I will take from you or from anything that belongs to you, is not a continuation of the thread and the shoelace. It's two separate things that he's saying, the thread and the shoelace, and then, and if I will take. Because if it would mean I won't take anything, even a thread and a shoelace, then there shouldn't be an extra vav. It should be, im achut v'atzorech nal, im ekach mikol ha-shalach, if I will take anything. So he says over there that Avram Avinu was really answering both requests, and both of them he was denying. Because when the king of Sodom asked Avram Avinu, give me back the people, he meant more than just the physical captives. What he really meant was that all the neshamis that Avram Avinu had then extracted all the, because when Sodom had contained within them lots of souls, particularly as we spoke about in the previous classes, that Mashiach's neshama was embedded in Sodom. As it says, Matzasi David Avdi, the Medrash says, I found, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, I found David, my servant. And Chazal say, and where did he find him? We found him in Sodom. We spoke about that last week, how neshamas were trapped in Klipa and the neshama of Mashiach. Now, we can understand that along with Mashiach's neshama, there were many, many other gerim, many other great neshamas that were entrenched in Sodom. And when Avram Avinu came and he waged his battle on their behalf, he was ma'orer these neshamas, ha'ashukais, in the hands of the Klipas that were stuck in the hands of the Klipas to be released and be freed and be liberated. The king of Sodom recognized that there was a great extraction happening over here, and it bothered him because Klipa knows that without Kedusha, it has no power. Its entire power it gets, it's being fed by Hashem. Why does Hashem sustain them? Because of the spark, Hashem wants to feed the sparks of holiness, the neshamas that are in their possession. But once these neshamas go out, there's no reason to support them. So therefore, they really don't want to leave go of the Klipa. Of these neshamas. So now the king of Sodom wanted to make a bargain with Avram Avinu. He said, I don't care about the physical possessions. Harachush kach lach, the physical possessions you can keep, but ten li hanefesh, give me the souls. Whatever you've taken back away, give it back to me. He asked for a return. He wants an exchange. And Avram Avinu, when he says over here, from the thread until the shoelace, if I will take from anything that belongs to you, Avram Avinu was actually responding to both these requests. When he said, give me back the nefesh, Avram Avinu said, absolutely not. I will not give you back even one half of a neshama, even one tiny little piece of a neshama, I'm not giving you back. And also, when he says, and if I will take from yours, means, and I will not take the physical possessions. Because I won't take and I won't give. So what is, and that's why the pasuk, that's the meaning of the pasuk, in mechut atzreich nal is a response to him telling him, give me the souls. So for that, Avram Avinu says, from the thread until the shoelace, I won't give you back, as we'll see in a minute. And then he says, and that's why it says an extra vav, and if I will take, is this that you're suggesting that I should take something I won't take, but this that you suggested to me that I should give, I won't give you either. Now, what does it have to do with it when he said, how is he hinting, how is this idea that I won't give you back neshamas hint to do in the idea of the chut and the sreich nal? So he says something really gevaldic. It says that when Mashiach will come, it says the nations of the world, the Gentiles, will grab a hold of the tzitzis of every single Jew, and will be holding on to the tzitzis and saying, you know, take me as a servant. So what do you see from here? That the tzitzis is very, very, the chutei hatzitzis, the strings of tzitzis, are very, very, very powerful magnets to pull nitzutzei kedusha, to pull sparks of holiness. They clamor to hold on to the tzitzis. I mean, in a Chassidus, we could explain it. He doesn't give the explanation, but I'm just making my own association. It could be that the whole idea of tzitzis coming from a beged is related. And I had a question in the morning if I should make a shechiyanu. I was in New York and I bought a new talis and I put on a new talis today, so I'm actually happy. And the Rav told me that our minig is not to make a shecheyanu, so I didn't make a shecheyanu, but at least I can talk about tzitzis and talis in the shir. A talis, it says in Chassidus that a talis is an or makif. A talis is an encompassing light. Tzitzis are little strings that are coming from the talis. They are little strings coming from the talis. And what do they represent? They represent a contracted little hamshacha that comes from the makif. See, the makif is a energy that is not adapted, that is not adjusted to the kalim of the makabel. It's a superpower. The mamalik alamin is a small little flow that is addressed to the recipient, that the recipient is able to handle. It's not overwhelming. It is a contracted light. It is adapted. It is adjusted. It is made to be compatible with the recipient. So we can understand that the makifim are too powerful for the sparks, for them to hold on to. It's too strong. It will destroy them. But the tzitzis of a Jew is what allows the sparks of holiness that are still minuscule, they're not yet developed, that they can hold on and grab a hold of the tzitzis. That's why it says when Mashiach comes, that Gentiles will hold on to the tzitzis. Thousands of Gentiles will hold on to every tzitzis of every Jew, because this is the ability for them to make their kedusha, their connection to kedusha, without being electrocuted by the power of it. So this is what it says. This is about the idea of the chutim. So the sreich nal, the shoelace. The shoe is also a place where Nitzutze Kedusha can have an achiza, can take hold. Where do we find this? We have a mitzvah associated with a shoe and with a shoelace. And that is when a man passes away, and Nebach, he didn't have any children. So the halacha is that the woman, his wife, cannot remarry until there's a mitzvah that the man's brother should take this lady as a wife. That's the mitzvah of Yibum. And if that would happen, what would be is the child that would be hopefully be born now from the brother would be considered also the child from the deceased brother. And this will give him a continuation. It will give him children. If the man does not want to take his brother's wife, if he doesn't want to do the Yibum, then there is a process called Chalitza. Process of chalitza is they come to Beis Din, and the woman, this widow who just lost her husband, will undo the shoelace of this. She has to untie the shoelace of the brother of her husband, and then remove his shoe, and then she spits on the floor and she says that my brother-in-law does not want to marry me. And then through this process, this undoes this knot, and it allows for this woman to remarry. It's instead of a get, instead of a divorce, this process is done. This is the inyan of Yibum. So the Kabbalists say, he doesn't bring from Moab, but it brings, what's this whole process of undoing the shoelace? It says that the neshama of the deceased brother is now kind of holding on to the shoelaces of his brother. He's on the shoe, he's on the nail, on the shoe of his brother. I guess once the neshama left this world, it being that every neshama wants to, the whole purpose of creation is to have, to create a home for Hashem in this world. That's why it's so important. Every neshama is here for a period of time that gets a chance on this monumental task, on this beautiful task of making a home for Hashem in this world. When the neshama leaves this world, it goes up, it soars up to the higher worlds in which the neshama, she is going to revel. She is going to enjoy. She is going to marvel in Hashem's awesome light. It's going to be a great pleasure for the neshama, but she cannot accomplish anything anymore because the time of avodah is hayoyim lasaisam. Only in this world can we accomplish something in making the world into a holy place. L'machar l'kabel scharam. Tomorrow you receive the reward. So the neshama loses contact with this world. That's why we know it's the most important thing is when you have children. Because when you have children, your children continue your presence in this world. So it's a very big benefit for the neshama. It's as if the neshama continues in the avodah of making this world into a home for Hashem. Now, if a person leaves this world and he doesn't have any children, he hopes that his brother will marry his wife, and that's how it will be a continuation for him in the world as well. So he holds on to his brother's shoe. Why dafka the shoe? Chves nisht. Why dafka on the nal? But that's what the Arizal says. And that's the reason why there is the mitzvah of chalitza, because when the woman undoes the shoe of her brother-in-law, she's really freeing her husband's neshama that is holding on to the shoe and kind of giving him menucha, whatever, however that is accomplished. So what do you see from here? That neshamas, they hold on to tzitzis. You see the neshamas of Gerim, and they also hold on to shoelaces. So now when... And that's the mean inyan of the mitzvah of tzitzis, also related to the mitzvah of chalitza. So when Avram Avinu now released neshamis from the klipas that were from the extraneous forces, from the forces of unholiness, that were holding on to the souls, and Avram released them, they grabbed on to Avram's tzitzis, and they grabbed on to Avram's shoes. So when the king of Sodom said to Avram Avinu, Tenli HaNefesh, give me back the souls, Avram Avinu responded to him, I'm not giving you even one iota. I'm not giving you anybody. And he said, from the thread, which refers to the thread of the tzitzis, from the neshamas that are clinging to my tzitzis, and from the neshamas that are holding on to my shoelaces, you're not even getting one of them back. I'm holding them all. This is mine. No return. This is for keeps. I'm keeping all these neshamas. And then in regards to his second question, when he said to him, you know, you in exchange take all my physical possessions, for that Avram Avinu says, Ekach mikol ha-shalach, if I will take from anything that belongs to you. So this is how Avram responded to him. That's why Chazal tell us that bischar, in the reward that Avram Avinu said, imchut, from the thread, atzrei chanal, to the shoelace, the Eibishter rewarded Avram Avinu that he, with these two mitzvahs, that the mitzvah of tzitzis came to Avram Avinu because he said imichut, and the mitzvah of chalitza, which is done with the shoe, came to Avram Avinu because of tzrei chanal. Now we understand the connection, because these mitzvahs are really related to the chut and the tzrei chanal of the extraction of neshamas that Avram Avinu did, including the neshama of Mashiach, Tzidkenu, of David HaMelech, that he said, I'm not going to give back to you. Yes, this is a gevaldig inyan, and so says the Arugas Abayisim. Now, the Beis Aaron, Rabbi Aaron of Karlin, and again, the next piece, as I mentioned at the beginning of the class, that I didn't get to do a preparation this in today's class, so I'm going to read it with you. It seems to be a really fascinating piece over here. Again, I didn't read it, so I can't have Torah Shebal Peh, but I can make Torah Shebiksav. He brings the pasuk again in Mechut Atzreich now. It says in Medrash, "Ein harama ela shvua," that when Avram did harama, he raised his hand. That was an oath. And then it also says in the Medrash that in the schus of Chut and Tzreich now, his children were zeichet to tzitzis. Davar achar, the Medrash says, another pshat, ani b'shabeach oisam b'chut, in the schus of what Avram Avinu said about the thread and tzreich now, I'm going to praise the Jewish people. When Hashem sings the praises of the Jewish people in Shir HaShirim, he praises them with a chut. It says, kechut hashani sifsay saich. Hashem says, sifsay saich. Your lips are like a thread, like a scarlet thread. And Hashem also praises the Jewish people with their shoes, as it says, Ma yafu pa'amayech bana'olim. How beautiful are your shoes, bana'olim, your footsteps, bana'olim, in your shoes. So this came as a reward for Avram Avinu saying, Gemichut atzurech now. So he brings in a be'emes utumua. It is a very big, wondrous thing. Why did Avram have to swear about this? He didn't want to have he had to make a shavua. And we find that it's not like Avram Avinu never took from anybody. When he went to Mitzrayim, he was very happy to take the possessions of Paroi. Kshahalach leMitzrayim, he actually said, Sarah, say you're my sister, so that will preserve my life. And not only that, leman yitav li bavurech, they should be good to me because of you. And Rashi says, it means yitnu li matanis, they should give me presents. And as we taka know, when Avram left Mitzrayim, he left Berechush Gadol, which this was a trailblazer, that his children, when they left Mitzrayim, they also left Berechush Gadol. Okay? And over here, Avram Avinu is so vehemently denying that he's not going to take anything. That's one kasha that the Beis Aaron asks. The other question, he says, why does Avram say, Imchut atzreich now, that I'm not going to take anything, even a thread, even a little sewing thread, or a shoelace? Usually when a person says, from this to this, he means, usually you would say, from something ginormous, something gigantic, to something tiny and small, I won't take anything. I won't take, you know, your Mercedes, and I won't take a little shoelace. But here he mentions two little things, from a thread to a shoelace. That you have to understand. He should have said, from something big to something small. Rag be'emes nuchaloyma, we can say, ki ze yedua, this is known, that the kavana, the intention of the generation of the flood, and the generation of the dispersion, meaning the intention of all the bad guys, of all those, and also the kavana of the four kings, which their intention was all for one thing, that Mashiach should not come. All the work that Rebbe did, that the Rebbe is pushing Mashiach nonstop, driving Mashiach, Mashiach, everything. The klipa works the opposite. It tries to cool off the geula. It tries to stop the geula. Ki yedua, as is known, asher metchila sabriya haya rak hakavana l'shleimus agomer. The whole purpose of creation was Yemoisa Mashiach. That's like he's over here. The Beis Aaron Abar and Kalina is echoing what the Alter Rebbe says in the Tanya in Perek Lamed Vav, that the purpose of why the Eibishter created the world in the first place was Lahavi Yemoisa Mashiach. That's the entire purpose. Rakanachash, the snake, Godem Shanafla Hakadusha Beimke Haklipos. The snake was the first one anti Mashiach that went and he caused Kadusha to fall down into Klipa. Iksiv. We find already there that the spirit of Hashem was hovering over the water. That's mamash at the beginning of creation. That means creation was all about Mashiach to begin with. Their kavana and their intention is one thing. They didn't want that there should be a unification of this lowly world with the world to come, which means with the perfected world of Mashiach. They wanted the Shechina to depart. Like we know from the Maimer Basi Lagani, that the sins of the seven generations caused the Shechina to go away from this world, which the purpose of creation is Iker Shechina B'tachtayna Ma'isat. The Shechina should come down Basi Lagani to come in this world. And they wanted to chase the Shechina away. That's why they wanted to kill Lot, in order to stop the birth of Mashiach, Tzemach David. And they wanted just to a proliferation of klipa in the world. And in truth, all the service of all the tzaddikim, and particularly of the avos, who rak was the opposite, lahashpala klipa, to break the klipa, ulevarer kol davar, and to refine everything, sheyisalu kol hamadreges atachtainos, that all the lowly levels, everything that is lowly, because everything that is suffering of a state of a disconnect, to elevate it all, gam kein lakadosh baruch hu tadei ebishter, ulevatel ha-sitra achra legamre, and to nullify the sitra achra completely. K'mo shekasev, like it says, v'niskov Hashem levadei b'yoy mahu, that on that day Hashem is going to be elevated alone, which means that there's nothing in the world going to be outside of the realm of holiness. Ki kol davar yis'ale v'yevurin mehem atoiv, that everything is going to be elevated, the toiv is going to be extracted, v'ara yizbata legamri, and evil is going to be nullified completely, v'alilim kalil yachloif, and the alilim are going to be completely gone, v'zoi ikr melchemes ha'aviz ha'kadoshim. And this was the main melchama of the aviz. Okay, now, v'isa b'svarim, it says in svarim, that the word, in the beginning of creation, it says, v'choshech al p'nei tahom. Right, in the same pasuk where it says the spirit of Hashem was hovering over the water, it says v'choshech al p'nei tahim. So if you look at the Seife Tevis, the last letters, I once mentioned it in one of these classes, the last letters of v'choshech al p'nei tahim is Seife Tevis spells out the word kelim. Chaf, from v'choshech al is a lamid, p'nei is a yud, and tahim is a mem kelim. Seife Tevis kelim. What does that mean? That the darkness that there is in the world until Mashiach comes is related to Shviras HaKelim, the shattering of the vessels that happen. And this is the Muhammad of the Tzaddikim, to bring the Or of Mashiach into the Kelim and to be Mesak in everything. And therefore it says, Kechelek HaYoyred B'Muhammad, Kechelek HaYoshev Al HaKelim. This is Gevaldik. When it says over here, when Avram Avinu came back from this war, it says that he said, I'm not going to take, besides Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, they were the ones who helped me. Now we know that Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, which is Avram's three friends, they did not join in the war. Only Eliezer came along with Avram. However, what they did, they were watching they stood guard over the Avram's possessions, that the enemies should not come and loot. So they stood guard. So we learn out from here that when Jews go to war, those people that are standing and guarding the possessions, they take equally in the spoils, because they're needed as well. That's what it says. What's the shaychus? So why do they get equal spoils? So the Beis Aaron says over here, it makes sense. The whole inyan of the war is to defeat the klipa, to elevate the sparks, which means to bring the Or HaKadusha down on the kelim. And that's what it means. Those that are sitting on the kelim, those are watching the possessions. That's why Avram Avinu says, When he Lazer Amar Avram, Hari Moisi Yadi, I lift up my hands. What does he mean? Because ki hishpul kol hamadreges atachtoines, Avram Avinu lowered, he defeated all the klipa, and he elevated ubirimem kol atoiv. All the good was elevated. Vehigubiyah sayadayim el Hashem keil elyon. See what's happening? Avram is raising his hands. He's making a shvua. So what does it mean? He's waving his hand. Remember, we just mentioned that the king of Sodom is asking him back for the sparks. When Avram is making an oath, and by waving his hand, what he's really doing is he's taking all these netutzei kedusha, everything that was in. He just fought a war. He just defeated, you know, the ISIS of those days. He defeated the Taliban. He defeated the Osama bin Laden. What was his? I forgot already. There's the Abishter's getting rid of the Klippas already. They don't remember their name. The Al-Qaeda. I mean, these were the worst of the worst. But Avram Avinu, as he defeated them, everything, all the sparks that were there, Adla Maila, he elevated it. In order that watch, so that the light of Mashiach could be revealed, which was the main kavana of the kings, that they wanted to stop that, to kill it. Avram defeated them. That's why Avram said, they will take their chelik. Because all this was related to the chet of Adam Arishon. Okay, because Avram is doing it. We said earlier, the whole fall was because of the snake and because of the Shvira Sakelim, which all happened at the sin of Adam Arishon. And that is connected to Aner, Eshkoil, and Mamre. Why? Eshkoil, the name Eshkol, is a cluster of grapes, is called Eshkol, Eshkol Anovim. And we know that the tree, according to one opinion, was grapes. As it says in, I'm sorry, it got disconnected. Hello, Reuven Wolf, I'm back again. I'm sorry I got disconnected, but we're back. Okay. I don't know why this happens. In any case, Eshkol, we mentioned now there were three, there were three friends of Avram. So Eshkol is referring to, he says the Eshkol is, it says about, what's his name, Adam Arishon, he ate, it says that Chava found an Eshkol v'sachta novim, and she squeezed grapes. Aner, he says the name Aner is Gematria. You take the word Aner, okay? Aner is Reish Nun, is 250 plus 70. 250 plus 70 is 320, which is Oila. It has the same Gematria of Shin Chaf. Now, Shin Chaf, it says in Kabbalah, in Chassidus, is the name of all the judgments, of dinim, of judgments. They're oila shinchav dinim, shach. By the way, I'm even yavin, that the opponent of the Rebbe in the world, his name was related to shinchav. And it's very interesting how it's... So Eshkol is the sin. It was the grapes from where the Shvira Sakelim happened. I mean, the chet of the Eitz Hadas, which is related to the Shvira Sakelim. On there is Gematria shinchav. Mamre, this is Gavaldik. Mamre is Gematria 288. Let's see. Resh is 200. Mem is 280. With an Aleph in the end is 281. And the Pasuk says, Aner Eshkol Mamre, plus a Vav, which is another six, is 287. And then you have one for the Koilel. So Mamre is Gematria 288, which is the exact number of sparks of holiness that have fallen. You got Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. Eshkol is from where the fall happened. Aner is the Shinchav Dinim, which is the source of all the klipa. And Mamre is 288. So Avram Avinu is really saying like this. This is what Shazesha Amalei Avram, Alo Yadu Ali Kavanasam. I know their intention. I nullified all these forces of impurity. I was masakin the chait of Adam Rishon. Vehimtik, and he sweetened the shinchav dinim. Veheles areish peches nitzutzin, and he elevated the 288 sparks. Bechdei sheyuchal lizgalis oyrish al melech haMashiach. Therefore, he said like this. So again, let me figure this out. So he's saying their chelik biladai, and as he raised his hands up, he's saying, "I will not take anything that belongs to you. Biladai, only the chelik, I guess, of this tikkun of eshkol oner mamre. This is what I'm taking." And that's why he says michut atzroich now. He says the idea of chut. Chut contains, basically, Avram said, "I fixed everything. I just fixed everything." Why? Because chut is a thread. Now, a thread we find relates to everything, from the highest to the lowest. In Chassidus, we know that the kav, the is called the chut. The kav that comes down at the Seder Ishtalshalus that creates all the worlds is called a chut. But he brings over here that the shedra, the spine, is called chut hashedra, the spinal cord. That shows that that is indicative that it goes from up down, because it goes from the brain and it connects, it's the root, and the spinal cord is the source related to the entire nerve system, which goes all the way down to the toes. So you got from the brain, from the highest, all the way down to the feet, to the toes. We also find chut also works the other way in the breitkeit, in the width, because it says, but the mizbeach, there was a chut hasikra. It was a red chut that went around the mizbeach, encircled the mizbeach, and that was in the width going around the other direction. So a chut represents everything from up down and everything in horizontally as well. Now, shu is all the way at the bottom. So basically, Avraham Avinu says, "I was misaken everything. Chut atzroich nal, all the way down to the nal at the bottom. Haru moisi alza b'choifkehim, and I fixed the chait of oner eshkel and mamre, and they're sitting on the kelim. It says they're watching the kelim, which means they're connected to the shviras hakelim that needed to be fixed. It, and all this is what I fixed, and that's why he also raises his hand up." To Shemayim, as we said earlier, he raised his hand, which means he did an aliyah in Kol Seder Ishtalshalus, and all of this to allow for Oyresh El Mashiach to happen. And this is what he's answering to the king of Sodom. We're ready for Mashiach. Well, if Avraham Avinu was ready for Mashiach already way back then, so now we are definitely already beyond, as the Rebbe would always say, Kolu Kol HaKitzin, and we need Mashiach now. I'm going to make a little kitzer on today's shir. As I mentioned earlier, I didn't get a chance to appear. But Be'ezus Hashem, next week will be already in Yerushalayim. Please join us next week, Thursday day at 11:15 to continue our Mashiach and Gula class. Zayge benched, and everybody have a Mashiach de Gavach. All the best. Bye.